When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Jake Swadikar.
Wow. You've learned Welsh.
No, I think
that
I've said that.
That is very exciting.
Swadikar.
What is it? What's it supposed to be?
Hello.
Swadikar.
I think it's Swadikar.
Hello, you.
I've been saying it to everyone in Thailand anyway. I'm in Thailand currently.
do you do that thing basically of just learning the greeting phrase and then just going up to everyone, Swadikar, and that's all the effort I'll be making today. Thank you very much.
You can get so far with that's hello and thank you. Thank you gets you so far. You just say it for everything.
I bet it does.
Yeah.
So come on then, give me the key stats. You're in Thailand. I want to know temperature. I want to know key activities you're doing. I want to know what the hotel like. The flight. Just give me the lowdown. What's been happening?
So we're talking probably about between 30 and 35 degrees. Started off in Bangkok. Three, four days in Bangkok. Did like markets and malls and stuff like that. Got to Chiang Mai today. About an hour ago, I got back from doing the longest zip line in Asia. How about those apples? Would you do that?
How long is the longest zip line in Asia?
1,200 metres.
Wow.
Thoughts?
Bloody hell. Were you bricking it?
Weirdly, I felt all right because it was a sort of a full course of it. You did like about 20 zip lines in total and you started a bit smaller and then you did a bigger one. It built up to a big 1,200 banger. But mate, it was lovely. It was incredible. There's a lot of pressure to take it all in when you're just sort of like zipping over the forest.
Was it one of those activities where you have to, when you're doing it, I think I'm thinking of skydiving. You're strapped to like a big burly man who's sort of like holding you in his arms as you're doing it. But with a zip wire, you're on your own, right?
I didn't get strapped to the burly man. Zoe did at one point. She got strapped to the burly man.
Really?
They were calling each other. Well, I say burly. They were a couple of them. They won't mind me saying this. Were a bit tubby. Right, and then the other ones were like ripping them, like the instructors going, "Oh, here he is, big Buddha."
Oh. And you're definitely sure that wasn't to you. You're definitely sure that wasn't to you.
I don't know. He was looking at me.
Bloody hell, someone's getting called Big Buddha. I don't know who it is, but someone's really getting ripped to shreds being called Big Buddha over it. Hate for it to be me.
Everyone's laughing. I don't really see the funny side.
It's interesting that Zoe had to be strapped to the big burly man, the fat Buddha. But you didn't. Did she opt for that, or did they think, oh, actually, I think we need to be, you need to be strapped on here?
No, but it was because I sort of see what you're getting at a bit, but it was just because the lighter ones had to, because you've got to be heavy enough to. A couple of times I didn't make it to the end, and the bloke, Mini Buddha, had to like sort of climb down the zip wire and then strap himself to me and then pull me back up.
Bloody hell. So you got, there's potentially you could have just got stranded in the middle of that 1,200 metre zip wire.
It wasn't quite, it wouldn't have been the middle, but it was probably like, I don't know, 20 foot from the end, 10 foot from the end.
Fucking hell. I remember going on a zip wire at a very, very wealthy friend of mine's house when I was 15, and they had a little zip wire there. And I like dogs now, but I was quite scared of dogs as a teenager. And I was also very light. And I was on this zip wire and I got sort of stranded in the middle, just hanging there, not enough weight to keep going, over this little stream. And just the dog just came, just barking, jumping up, trying to get to my feet. And I was just panicking. And all I could see was just sort of like a ring of other like 15-year-olds just laughing at me, sort of like panicking at this dog, sort of barking at my feet. And I couldn't move. I must have been there for about half an hour.
with that age and demographic, no one's helping either. Like, there's never anyone who's going to go like, all right, okay, no, let's get down now. Let's, like, you've just got to sort yourself out in that situation.
Why would you help? It's the it's potentially the best. It's the best thing that had happened all day or all week for anyone. I think.
Yeah.
Absolutely awful. Yeah. Have you been quite adventurous with the food while you've been there?
I've tried to be. I have tried to be. Obviously, there's not a load of veggie options.
Here we go.
I went to a night market last night. Try a few different foods. Started off quite strong. Spring rolls, samosa, very nice. And then I did see a mac and cheese stand, and I thought I've got to go for it.
You went for the mac and cheese in Thailand?
I did have a mac and cheese in Thailand. I felt a bit cheese deprived. I haven't done an awful lot of it. And then I just thought, you know what? Zoe said it was like, I didn't even discuss it with her. It was a no-brainer. Like, we saw it. And then next thing you know, I was stood in the queue with 60 baht in my hand.
Well, famously, 40% of everything you eat is vegetables. The rest is cheese. That is a quote from you.
It's probably gone to about 80% vegetable, 20% cheese, but it's sticking within the...
Yeah, you've got to have enough.
When I'm abroad somewhere, I like to do a lot of sort of just Googling about the place and just sort of size and population. So I think these episodes, it might be a nice little training ground for workshopping.
Do try and get out and about as though whilst you're there, rather than just sort of spending the whole time on Google.
That is my plan.
Yeah, just a little bit, you know.
Yeah. I've done a little quiz round. Right, so it's just five questions. I want to try this out as a quiz round. And then you can sort of review this round and go, right, if we were sent this in by Dean or Barney or whoever, would we think this is a good round? So it's called the population round. Mm. And it's just five questions. I'm going to give you two cities and you've got to tell me which has the bigger population. So first up,
lovely.
Bangkok.
It's either or.
Bangkok or London?
Bangkok or London. Nice and simple, Bangkok or London. Now, I think the population of Greater London... Oh, we're talking Greater London. This is the thing with these population questions, is that suddenly you get into like the real minutiae of like the metropolitan area of, or the greater area of. They're both quite densely populated cities. And I think that because we are generally all quite Western-centric, we sort of don't get a real sense of how vast, sprawling and densely populated some of these East Asian cities are. Maybe, as you literally have just been to Bangkok, you'd have told me, bloody hell, mate, it's massive, if that was the case. And you haven't done that. You have just talked to me about the mac and cheese. Now, I don't know whether that's because it's not that big of a city, or if it's just because that is just sort of the you thing to do is to tell me about the mac and cheese in Bangkok. Let me ask you a question, actually. How many days did you spend in Bangkok?
Four.
And you have to answer these honestly, all right? This is the new game. This is the new game. I'll get three questions to you to help me. Did you come away from Bangkok feeling like you got a sense of what it's about? A real sense of what it's about?
Not 100%.
What percentage do you feel you... I don't know what the metric is. What percent do you think you've got a sense of Bangkok?
20%.
That is very low. That's knocked me way into the camp of thinking that, well, there's a lot more to do in Bangkok then. Okay. And then finally, and you've got to answer honestly, did you ever feel when walking around Bangkok a sense of being overwhelmed?
Yes.
So this is frustrating because all the answers point to Bangkok being overly more populated than London with that. But at the same time, there's just something telling me to go for London. So those questions slightly redundant, but good to get a bit of a sense of your holiday. I'm still going to go with London. I don't know. Something is telling me that it's on a list of just massively populated cities.
Number two, what is the higher population, Cardiff or Copenhagen?
Oh, great question. These are really good because they're just so close. They're so close. Now, a friend of mine lives in Copenhagen. I'm sure they've only got a population of about just a couple of million, I think. So as in the whole of Denmark. So I don't think that Copenhagen can be more than one. Bloody hell. Have you spent time in either? You've been to Cardiff, haven't you?
Cardiff, never Copenhagen. It's going to be very expensive, Copenhagen.
Very expensive. There's talk of Our producer Connor was chatting to me the other day about where we might go with the Pub Quiz Pod on the road this year. He's quite keen on Cardiff. What do you reckon to that?
Yeah, big time. Big time. I think Cardiff would be good.
I think it would be good.
Well up for that.
Okay. Oh, gosh, so tense. I do think that maybe there's a lot of people sort of gravitate to Copenhagen, I think, with their young working age. I think I'm going to go Copenhagen, but I'm really not confident on that.
Number three, Johannesburg or Berlin?
Oh, brilliant question. I'm going to go Johannesburg. Got to. When did you write this quiz, Lynn?
On the bus back from the zip line.
Zoe sat next to you on the bus, just wanted to talk about like how, what a magical experience it was. 2 seconds.
Look out the window. Yeah. Look out the window.
What do you think was longer? My zip wire or your zip wire? I don't care about that. What do you think's got more population, Johannesburg or Berlin? We're in Thailand. I know. That's why I've written one about Bangkok.
Number four, which has a bigger population, the Vatican City or Hebden Bridge?
Oh, God, you devil. You absolute devil of a quizmaster. So Hebden Bridge is big claim to fame is that it has the most lesbians per capita of any city or town in the UK.
Yeah.
But it's only, I feel like it's only blokes that like telling you that. I have to say, it is blokes overwhelmingly that love telling you that fact.
Yeah, it's a good observation. Hebden Bridge.
I don't think a lesbian's ever told me that. Vatican City or Hebden Bridge. You've really done a hell of a job of picking ones that are like for like here.
But the hope is that the answers surprise you.
Well, you know what? That little flu there is going to make me go Hebden Bridge.
And then finally, Mumbai or Tokyo?
Oh, brilliant. I'm going to go Tokyo. I think Tokyo and Beijing, they're all on those lists of ones that are really potentially populated. That being said, I think so is Mumbai. But let's have a little look.
So, the answers. Again, though, I will just preface by saying you were bang on with what you said at the start about its population stuff. It's like every number you look at is very different. You've got like the urban population and then like the actual centre and then, I don't know, it's a bit... So I think the whole thing's a bit flawed, but a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Bangkok or London? Bangkok has a population of 11.4 million. London has a population of 9.1.
Right. Oh, gosh. Wow.
Cardiff and Copenhagen. Cardiff has a population of 383,000. Copenhagen, 667,000.
Yeah, Copenhagen's got to be bigger. Gotta be. Yeah. Gotta be. Lovely stuff.
Johannesburg, 5.5 million. Berlin, 3.7 million. So Johannesburg.
Two out of three here so far.
Vatican City, 823. Hebden Bridge, 4,500.
Who are those 800 people there? So you got the Pope, you've got a few bishops, I guess, some staff.
The Pope's roadies.
A few young lads, I suppose, they probably stay on premises, don't they? And that's it.
Yeah, that'd be it. 882 of them.
Mm.
And then Mumbai, 23 million. Tokyo, 14 million.
Oh, God, Mumbai's actually smoked it. 23 million people.
But again, I reckon someone can find a different number that flips it.
Yeah, you seem to sort of gutted by yourself there. I was like, Mumbai smoked it. Like, yeah, they have done that. Yeah, would like it to have been Tokyo. But maybe next time, I suppose. Wow.
Have you ever been to India?
I have been, yeah. I went when I was 10 and I went when I was about 22. My main memory is a bit like you getting your mac and cheese. I got a KFC and I was just like, I've just had too much spicy food. I just want some like, saturated fat, some breaded mac, saturated fat. And I ordered the KFC with the gravy, dipped my chicken in the gravy, spat it out. The gravy there basically means like, sort of like just like a base curry sauce. So it was like, it was a very watery sort of diluted curry that you were dipping fried chicken into. Horrible, absolutely disgusting. I did have other sort of memories of the trip, but that really stuck with me, that one.
the mac and cheese and the KFC.
I do like to. Do you like to sort of have a little look at what things like KFC and McDonald's do in different countries?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Because then you can have a bit of a direct comparison, can't you? Oh, we ain't got that.
Yeah, and it's just...
we've got that.
Exactly. It's interesting just to see, I wonder why that... So it must be indicative to the taste of the people who actually live here that you had to go for that just specific food. It's very, very interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, while you've been away, actually, Liam, there's been a lot of secret menu items in McDonald's that have been released. I know, you've been away for that.
I'm sure
you're having a better time. Yeah. What, new to spread, is it?
We thought about flying home early.
But we thought, leave it and just see how it develops.
Yeah.
See how things knock on. Thanks for sticking with us this episode, because the Wi-Fi has been a bit funky with us in various places. But the podcast will return in its classic form very, very soon, maybe with a revamp. And we've also got lots of live episodes in the mix. We've also got a revamp of the Patreon in the mix, because we're going to be doing more of these online episodes. We'll have a standard fee of £3, which will get you early access to the main app, exclusive access to these bonus episodes. There's a lot to come, isn't there, Liam?
Yeah. I think it's going to be a good year for the Pub Quiz Pod.
It's a good year indeed. Liam, I want you to get back out there, out of your hotel room. I've kept you too long.
Mate.
Go and explore Thailand. Have some mac and cheese, you know, and enjoy your holiday, mate.
Cheers,
what
mate.
What have you got planned? What's coming up?
Tomorrow morning, flying to Phuket. We've got a flight tomorrow morning. I will tell you this. Quick little story. Walking through, so I'm in a city in northern Thailand at the minute called Chiang Mai. So walking through the night market a couple of nights ago, like very, very busy. First night here, I felt a tap on the shoulder, turned round, Adrian Bliss.
No way.
Yeah, we're going for a drink tonight.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Just like, he was like, I don't know if you're, he was like, you might not know me, but he was like, follow your stuff. And I was like, of course, yeah, Adrian Bliss. And he was like, yeah, like, I saw you walking by and I thought I've got to come say hello. And I was like, what the hell?
That's
like,
this bloody is brilliant.
Yeah, I know. We stood there chatting for about an hour in the middle of this market. An Australian girl then came over while we were chatting. A lovely girl called Yolti. And she was like, just want to say, really big fan of your videos. So we had a chat with her. Just really surreal being in northern Thailand, bumping into Adrian Bliss.
Well, I mean, that's a lovely little cliffhanger to tell us how it goes in the next episode.
Yeah, okay. Well, looking forward to the next one.
All right. See you soon, mate. Have a lovely, lovely holiday.
Cheers, guys. Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi there. We are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.